Hi, I'm Joanne Folletta, and this is Classical IPR, a service of Interlaken Center for the Arts.
Hi, I'm Fonzie. I'm 11 years old, and I play the piano. You're listening to Kids Commute on Interlaken Public Radio.
Thanks, Fonzie. That was Fonzie introducing our show and playing the Kids Commute theme. If you'd like to be featured on our show introducing us, you can find instructions, sheet music, scripts, everything you need at our website, kidscommute.org. Well, good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to our continuation of Joy Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll have another hint for our Quizlet coming up after the music today. Now, today's joy is a little mixed. We're going to hear a song about joy, sort of, by Gilbert and Sullivan. They're a very famous songwriting and show writing team. We'll start with Arthur Sullivan. He wrote the music. He was born in 1842. They were both British. His father was a theater musician and a bandmaster, and Arthur Sullivan was really good with music at a young age. Due to his dad's influence, he could play every single instrument in the band by the time he was 8 years old. W.S. Gilbert, William Gilbert, was born in 1836, and he started out as a government clerk and a lawyer before he started writing short stories and other funny things. Then the two of them eventually got together. They wrote 14 comic operas over a period of 25 years. Now, that's not to say they didn't have problems. Sometimes they fought because Sullivan was a very serious musician, and he thought Gilbert's plots were ridiculous, and they often were. Now, eventually, Gilbert and Sullivan got into a big argument known as the carpet quarrel. Long story short, Gilbert was really upset about a situation with a carpet. Sullivan didn't care so much and thought maybe it was time to break up. And they did, not too long after that. Now, today we're going to hear a Gilbert and Sullivan piece about joy and also about working out conflict. This is called Oh Joy Unbounded, from their operetta Trial by Jury. It's about a young lady named Angelina who is suing her fiancé, Edwin, because he's trying to chicken out of marrying her. So she takes him to court and wears her wedding dress to court. Well, it doesn't look like they're ever going to figure it out, so eventually they work out a compromise in which the judge agrees to marry Angelina. So she gets a husband, he gets a wife, and everybody is more or less happily ever after. Here's Oh Joy Unbounded, performed by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and the Doyley Cart Opera Chorus.
Oh joy unbounded, with bells surrounded, the bell is sounded of grief and woe.
With love devoted, on throne is doted, the castle moated, away they go.
I wonder whether they live together in marriage tether, in manner true.
It seems to me, sir, of such a she, sir, a judge is he, sir, and a good judge too.
You declare my law is fudge, and of beauty I'm a tud. No defendant is a snob. No defendant is a snob.
Thank you.
That was Oh Joy Unbounded from Trial by Jury by Gilbert and Sullivan, performed by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and the D'Oyly Carte Opera Company, conducted by Royston Nash. So the big joke to this is they're saying that their joy is unbounded, meaning huge, but really everything is just aight. Okay, kids commuters, it is Quizlet time. We're going to ask you the question today and give you two hints. The question: what composer wrote the most famous classical piece about joy? Here are your hints. The hint one from yesterday: this composer's German, and he lived from 1770 until 1827. Hint number two: the theme for one of his most famous symphonies, number 5, was said to be inspired by the call of the yellowhammer bird, which sounds like this. Want to hear that again? Let's do that one more time. Who is this composer? Do you know? If you do know, send us the answer with your name and address in a text message to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get it right, you'll win this week's prize pack and bragging rights. Today, bragging rights and a prize pack go to kids commuter J.A. from Farmington Hills and to Hazel from Rapid City. Good job! And tomorrow on Kids Commute, we will hear that famous piece about joy and give you the answer to the Quizlet. So if you want to win a prize pack and have your name announced as a winner on this radio program, you need to get your answer in today. 231-237-7482 is the number to text. I'm Kate Botello. May your joy today be truly unbounded. We'll see you tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio.